Have you ever heard someone say, "Only God can judge me"? This has become a popular phrase in recent years. People often say this when they're living in some way that we would recognize as contrary to God's will. I think this phrase is supposed to sort of be a slap in the face of Christians. And it's really a slap in the face of God, as it implies that they're willing to take their chances with God, or that they don't really think that there is a God that they'll have to answer to. And such people need to realize that God does judge us. In our text today from Obadiah, we'll look at God's judgment of two different groups of people. First, we'll look at the Edomites, whom God judged and proclaimed would be destroyed. Then we will look at the house of Jacob, whom God judged and proclaimed would reign forever. So we read selected verses from Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, "Arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. You who say in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to the ground?' Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. But on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." So as we're talking about the Edomites, it's good to get a historical perspective on the nation of Edom. The Edomites were members of the household of Esau, his descendants. So they were, or if you remember, Esau was Jacob's twin brother. So they're both children of Isaac, grandchildren of Abraham. Now, Esau's descendants, the Edomites, lived just south of Israel. And they lived up in the mountains there. And they lived in areas that were nearly impenetrable to foreign invaders. Now, the Edomites were very wealthy because of iron and copper ore deposits that were found in the region. And they had many powerful allies among their trade partners. Well, all of these factors combined together and led the Edomites away from the true God, the God of their ancestors, Abraham and Isaac. And as a result of this revolt against God, God spoke through Obadiah, condemning the Edomites to destruction. And within only a couple centuries, the nation of Edom was wiped off the face of the earth. So this is interesting. As we consider that statement, "Only God can judge me," and the nation of Edom, which turned away from God, and how God in turn did judge Edom, and this judgment resulted in their complete destruction. Yes, God does judge, and his judgment is righteous. In the book of Obadiah, the prophet lays out several reasons why God judged Edom in such a way. In verses 3 and 4, we're told that pride was a main factor. See, the Edomites were very prideful, convinced that they were indestructible, secure in their own power and wealth and alliances, and forgetting the God of their fathers, Abraham and Isaac. The other sin which they were guilty of is recorded later in our text, in verses 10 through 14. Apparently, they stood off, allowing the Israelites to be attacked by foreign nations, and they even rejoiced when the Israelites were carried away into captivity. So you can understand, as the Edomites really turned themselves into idols in their own pride, and as they turned away and rejoiced at the downfall of their own relatives, the Israelites, why the Lord judged and destroyed Edom. And the same will be true for us on our judgment day if we too reject the Lord. These sins that the Edomites committed, we're also guilty of, aren't we? There are times when we are prideful, when we feel indestructible, not because of God, but because of our own pride in ourselves. There are times when we're so prideful, we feel so much better than someone else, we actively root against that person in our hearts. There are times when we rejoice at the downfall or the failings of another, refusing to help them. Have we ever done this to a fellow student here at Emmanuel? A fellow blood-bought soul of Christ? Yes, we are guilty. And God promises that he will judge our sins as well. Now, throughout history, mountains have been considered safe havens, places to run in times of trouble. You can almost picture the people of the earth during the flood, all fleeing to mountains and hills, scrambling to get up on the high ground. In our text, we learned that the Edomites, they made their homes high in the mountains also, because they felt they were impenetrable to foreign invaders. Yet in both of these instances, mountains failed people. There was no deliverance in them. But then in verse 17, we read about a different mountain, a mountain where we can be certain that we will be delivered. So we read verse 17. But on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. We read more about this Mount Zion in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. In this Mount Zion, there is deliverance waiting for us. As the writer to the Hebrews assures us, we have been made perfect by the sprinkling of Christ's precious blood. And though we are guilty of these sins that the Edomites committed, Christ washed these sins away from us. We will be delivered in that Zion, delivered from sin and death, and delivered from God's final judgment, which he has reserved for the devil and the world. So our text laid out these sins of Edom and the judgment which awaited Edom because of these sins. And we know that we are also participants in these sins, yet our outcome will not be the same destruction. That's because we're not spiritual descendants of Edom. Rather, we are spiritual descendants of Jacob. Through the Holy Spirit and the faith in Christ which he planted in our hearts, we are now of the house of Jacob, members of God's own family. And as members of God's family, we will receive the inheritance of eternal life which he has set aside for us. And we looked at how completely God destroyed the Edomites as he judged them because of their sins and condemned them to destruction. We can also be equally confident that the opposite will be true of us. As complete as his annihilation of the Edomites was, that is how complete our salvation in Christ is. As Edom was wiped off the face of the earth, so Christ has wiped our sins away from us. Just as certain as we are that Edom was removed from the pages of history, that is how certain we can be that we are written in the pages of God's book of eternal life through Christ. When we think of judgment, we often think about the negative side of it. We think of the judgment that results in condemnation, when the judge looks down at the guilty party and announces the punishment which he owes because of his guilty verdict. What a joy it is to see the other side of the judgment, though, when the judge looks down at the defendant and declares, "Not guilty." Now we can rejoice, recognizing that in God's judgment, we see that we have been declared not guilty, innocent through the blood of Christ. So if you ever hear the phrase, or maybe you are tempted to think, only God can judge me, think about these lessons in judgment. Yes, God does in fact judge, and in his righteous judgment, he condemns those opposed to him. But also in his righteous judgment, he declares the members of his kingdom not guilty because of his son, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for his righteous judgment. Amen.